Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. You know I'm honored because you're joining the number one industrial-related podcast in the universe. That's my story, and it is dedicated 100% to you, the industrial professionals, the companies that get it done. You're bold, you're brave, you dare greatly, you innovate, you're changing the world. We need you more than ever. That's why we celebrate you each and every day. We have a great interview. We always have a great interview because industry's fantastic and full of great people. That's a fact. Take that to the bank. Her name is Marie Phillips. She is the Senior Director of Industry and Strategy, Public Sector, put a little brackets around there, with Infor. Let's get cracking. Yeah. All right, pen and paper. Get that pen and paper out. One last time. Let's talk a little bit about an event that's coming up. Important. Because we live in this world. It is called Be Ready to Scale Digital for Manufacturing 4.0. It's a virtual conference. It's happening on May 21st, 2020 at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Go out to IIoT-World. Register. It's a must, especially today in this world we call COVID. I don't know what we call it. I'm tired of calling it that. And it's brought to you by those wonderful people at Hitachi Vantara. Go out to their website. You will be dazzled. They've got great content out there just there because you know what I'm talking about. I'm always talking about collaboration because if you think you have all the answers, you don't. I'm also talking about innovation because you need to collaborate to come up with innovative solutions to get you through this time and be a success in the future. We're talking about learning. You go out to Hitachi Vantara's website, you learn, or any other. I mean, it's all out there. Come to the Industrial Talk Podcast website and learn. And then we do it with a sense of urgency because you got to have that speed, and you're going to have to move forward, make mistakes, get back up, do it again. Because I believe we can do it with a sense of urgency and great quality as well. So that's what we're all about. Once again, IIoT World, this is May 21st at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Be ready to scale digital for Manufacturing 4.0 virtual conference. And it's brought to you by Hitachi Vantara, great people, great company. All right, let's get on with the interview. Okay, this is from Australia. Isn't it great that we can do this? I mean, this is, Zoom? I'm doing it over Zoom. And she's just a delight. Now, what's interesting about this particular conversation is how do you apply technology, customer service, customer-focused in the public sector, which is very important, especially during these times. And Marie brings a wealth, really a truckload of incredible knowledge and insight into how to do that and leveraging the technology that is provided by Infor to be able to do exactly that. Because I know for me personally, and we had this conversation in the interview, I'm at the one end. I do not want to have any conversation with anybody within government just because I'd just rather do it via technology. And then there are others that want to be able to go in and have that conversation with individuals. But I'm on the other extreme. How do you satisfy your public in that particular span? Now, Marie comes with that answer in this particular podcast. So enjoy this interview with Marie Phillips, Senior Director of Industry and Strategy Public Sector. Enjoy. All right, Marie, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. Thank you very much for, finding time in your busy schedule down there in Australia. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Nice to meet you, Scott. Very, very pleased to be here.
I bet you are, because it is important, because I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, I've heard that.
No, you heard from the wrong people because I ain't. I ain't big deal. No, by anyways. Hey, for the listeners,
as long as you think so, that's all right.
I feel good about myself, so I think I am. Thank you very much. So for the listeners out there, why don't you give us a little 411? I'm sorry, this is Australia. A little information about, you know, what makes Maria a special professional.
Oh, well, I've been around the industry for a long time, rather too long to even want to admit to it.
Yep.
25 years in public sector, IT software solutions in public sector. So, yeah, just kind of ended up in this space and enjoy it immensely. A lot of good contacts, a lot of long-term friendships.
So you got started in your professional career about age five,
right? That's right. Yeah, made to go to work in the poorhouse. That's it.
Yeah, that's right. You're welcome. I'll take that as an okay. However, so let's talk a little bit about public sector. That's where you shine and you're with Infor, and so you do have a technology solution that definitely helps facilitate customer service. So challenging times, no doubt about it. So what are we dealing with? So here's my experience. If I can, me, Scott McKenzie, improve my interaction with, let's say, local government, and I get greater service, I'm a happier guy. That doesn't happen often.
No, and I think that's the essence of it, is trust. It's building that level of trust that if I communicate with this entity through a channel that suits me, so I don't want to necessarily, I'm a busy person, I don't want to go and queue at the front counter behind five or six other people and wait for somebody to go, I'm sorry, we're not available to do that today. I want to have a really simple interaction with the entity that's going to issue my license. I want to pay a bill. I want to be able to lodge a form. I want to do something really simple. And we expect it now. We expect it from any other service.
Why do you say, and you're absolutely spot on, don't ask me to go down to whatever Department of Motor Vehicles, stand in that doggone line and take care of whatever I need to take care of. And you know what? At the end of that line, I get to spend money. I get to wait in that line, and then I get to spend the money after waiting in that line.
It's kind of the reverse of customer service.
Yes, absolutely. It really is.
You're paying for something that you don't actually really necessarily get an outcome for. It's a service. So I'll take us to one of our water customers. You know, we as consumers of water know we have to pay for a service. But what I want to know from that water billing, water provider is, if you're going to turn off my water, I want to know about it. I want to know about it as soon as you know about it. I don't want it in a letter. I'd much prefer you to text me or email me. You know, send me a message. Keep me informed. And that's how the public sector wins trust. They win trust win that relationship where I know if you're going to tell me, I'm not going to get cranky because you've told me. I don't have to react to what you're going to do.
I like that. And you're absolutely right. I mean, everybody's busy. We're juggling a lot of balls out there. I mean, it happens. Just let me know. I'm all good with it.
That's right. That's it. I can't complain if you've told me, because what am I going to do?
It's so funny. I live this all the time. Don't send me a letter. Don't.
Yeah.
What?
Because you know what? You'll get the letter after they've turned the water off. So, you know.
And Thank you very much.
Great examples of this. You know, jump on Houston Water in Texas. They've got a great information portal where you can come on and you can register your address. You can have a look at how do I connect my water service. Everything is right there at the touch of the citizen's hands, not waiting for the entity or the utility to be open. So it's the way we expect to transact business everywhere in our lives.
And it's getting more and more in that direction. I just can't imagine that we're going to continue to have sort of the old snail mail approach when we can, I mean, doggone it. I'm on my, here you go. Paid, done, gone.
That's it. And we will only see this in this challenging time that we're facing now. We'll only see an increase in this requirement because zero touch, we want to be able to transact. We don't want to leave our homes. We want to be very cautious about the way we interact and where we go because we don't know what the outcome's going to be. So we want that certainty, the certainty of technology.
Right. And if you're an a-hole like me, you just don't want to interact with anybody. So you really want to do, you know, have technology.
It's a perfect solution. Perfect solution for you. Zero touch, zero conversation, zero human interaction.
And I'd be a podcaster at that too. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that for irony? Yeah.
I know.
So here's a challenge that I see. Absolutely spot on, Marie. Absolutely spot on with where you're going. And I think it's all levels of government, whatever it is. I don't care. All levels of government. That's a reality. But at all levels of government, it's dynamic. It changes. It is just constantly. How do you deal with the technology that is that nimble and that flexible and that, you know, adaptable to just the whims of every year? It changes all the time.
Well, that's why you need to work with a big vendor. You need to work with somebody like Infor, because that's where we come in. We come in with this research and development approach to how we work with our customers, because it is a constantly changing landscape. Oh. You know, how do I integrate all of these smart devices? How do I bring all that data back in and make it relevant? How do I know that parking spot is available because there's a sensor in it? How do I know when that street light's going to turn on? There's a sensor in it. You know, we can use compactable bins. Yeah. We can do all of this integration and communication with what used to be dumb devices are now smart, intelligent items on the network. So that's why it's important to look for a vendor that's got that complete suite of not only technology integration, but connecting it to the customer.
See, and also, you know, like the government, and I guarantee you, they have computer terminals that are still green screen, and yet it's still important to be able to pull that data in such a way and to be able to have that ability to take legacy systems, whatever that is, and then pull in that data that's relevant to me, the customer, that I can make my life better because it's all about me.
And it's very true. A piece of data about you might exist in 7 or 8 systems. And you need to be able to pull that data together and present it to the customer in a way that you want to consume it, not necessarily in the way the government agency wants to send it to you. Because remember, it's about how you consume that multimedia, the channel that you choose. So you might choose to be messaged by, like on your phone. You might choose that you want to go to a website. You might choose that you want to browse on a mobile device. Every channel needs to be presented differently and needs to be considered. How do I pull all that data in the background and pick out the bits that matter to you?
Yeah. See, and that's unlike, let's say, the private sector. There is a motivation to try to be as efficient as you possibly can with your customer service, with your solutions, with all of the products that you have. And so it drives you as a business owner to technology. Government does not have that motivation to a certain extent, but they have to. That's where the public.
Yeah, I think there is a cost component to it. The delivery model is obviously lower cost, but I also think it's a trust. It's a trust and a surety move. It's not necessarily about a cost reduction. It's better service for less or the same money. So if I can deliver this service for less, fabulous. If I can deliver it for the same and get a better outcome for the customer,
fabulous.
Even better. And I build trust. I build that trust relationship so that the customer will keep coming back to me and asking for more services so I know what I need to deliver to the community.
So theoretically, with that trust model, so let's say, hey, I'm a local government. I'm rolling out a, you know, whatever, app-based whatever technology. Go here and pay your bill, and we'll notify you when you're not paying it, whatever it might be. then if I create the trust, then I feel comfortable going back and saying, you know what else would be pretty cool?
It'd That's
be,
right.
You know, this thing. And then I would be really happy and I'd love you for that. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, and realistically, if you think about the government entity, it's not like us, the consumer, has a choice to go somewhere else. We have to interact with this one entity. So if it's local government, it's going to be the local government where we live, or maybe where we go on holiday. If it's a federal government agency, once again, we don't have a selection to choose from. We have to interact. So it's really important that those interactions are building the trust and building the momentum to move those channels online, to reduce the need for people to travel, to reduce the people having to go and queue in their busy days. And also, you know, as we do progress through this very difficult time, is being able to give people certainty that it's not going to reignite certain situations that we currently find ourselves in. You know, anything that can reduce human traffic is great in this current time.
So if I look at myself and I look at it from a sort of a line, and at one end is don't talk to me, just leave me alone. And that we call the Scott end.
That's you, I think, isn't it?
That's the Scott end.
Yeah.
To other people that have so a little bit, they look at life a little bit different and their interaction with government. The technology has to satisfy me and that other individual at the other end that loves to interact with government. Wow. That's challenging.
Well, it's not, because you, the consumer, choose your level of interaction. So it could be the same system, but you may choose to leave a message, leave a comment, ask for more information. Whereas you, the Scott end of the scale, might simply go, I paid that. I don't want to have another interaction with that. I've done my duty. I've paid my rates. I've paid my taxes. Leave me alone.
Don't even look at me. Turn away. That's it.
So don't send me an email. Don't confirm anything. I know it's done.
Yeah.
So
let me ask you this. Now, I mean, this is absolutely where everything's going. No doubt about it. It's heading in that direction. It's going to and it's going to continue to grow and do whatever it needs to do, whatever the future holds. I think, you know, you and Infor are spot on. Absolutely. What are the roadblocks? Because from my perspective, it makes sense. What are the roadblocks? It can't just all be, you know, pink elephants and, you know, bubble gum. What's going on?
No unicorns or rainbows in everyday life.
Yeah.
The biggest challenge is, I think, the change management component. And it's more not the customer, but the government agency. How do I change a mindset in terms of delivering this service where I don't get to talk to my customer? I don't get to have a conversation with Mrs. Smith, who's been coming in every month to pay her bills over the counter. I have to change that relationship. And how do I do that successfully and keep that customer engaged? Because I want them to be part of my community. And Mrs. Smith, you know, her interaction with that agency, that was her way of keeping connected with community.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think but it's that mindset change.
Yeah.
That's right. But it's working out on your scale if you put Scott at one end and Mrs. Smith at the other end.
Ah, there you go. That's the Mrs. Smith side. Yeah, I got that.
That's right. She's the Mrs. Smith end of the scale. You've got to work out what is your change management and your delivery models to meet the needs of each one of those customers. So I think that's the biggest challenge is changing the mindset of government and embracing the change at a senior management level.
Are you seeing within your scope of influence the government at all levels beginning to embrace that, see the necessity for, and it's better customer service, it's better interaction, it's not bad on any way you look at it. So you're seeing a greater...
I think if we took an overall... Yeah, absolutely. If we took an overall percentage, at least 80% of agencies are working through how to get to that panacea. How do I get that mix of services that meets all of my community needs from a digital point of view? What is it I need to do? I would say there's a very high percentage that have already got there. Like you look at countries like Estonia, for instance, Eastern Europe, 99% of their citizens now have a digital ID. So a whole country wow. has moved online. You do everything online. You vote online. You register your car online. Just from end to end, the transaction is digital.
And it's Estonia.
Estonia, I know. And very interesting, you know, case studies around what they're doing in Scotland. Scotland is doing that same process of how do I connect? Yeah, that's it. You can take my freedom. And you can also put me online. So, and it's also that layers of connecting the government agencies together. We're seeing that here in Australia where local and our state governments are working on a single business process that benefits the customer, not benefits the individual agencies.
See, that's important. Now, here's sort of the fly in the ointment. It costs money, and government... It's not supposed to be a cash cow by any means. So there's a financial component. And I know for me personally, because I don't particularly care for how government manages money, right? If I see the necessity to say, hey, we got this thing going on and we want to raise some money here because we're going to put this, you know, I'm of the position, which is not good, bad, I don't know. I don't want to give the government money. Now, they've got to find money.
This is true. But I think, once again, if we bring that back to the Infor story, when we're moving our customers into a cloud environment to reduce the need for them to go and budget every year. So if we're doing this as a expenditure cost rather than a capital purchase, you flatten out that line in terms of the need for those budgetary processes, because you're spreading this over a long period of time as a service-based offering, not a, I'm bringing a bunch of kit in and we're going to put some software on it. It's actually delivered as a service.
See, and I think that that is a brilliant approach, because, and I think your listeners out there have to really recognize that once we start to shift to the cloud, which we are, everybody's going to the cloud, it's just there and it's ongoing, as opposed to an on-prem type of solution where I've got to buy this, bring it in, get it updated, come on in. And it's just a different interaction with your solution. And plus, any updates, any modifications happen within the cloud. And quite frankly, from the end user, me or the actual individual using the system, they don't even see it. It's like,
that's
just
right.
happens.
It's like any service. You don't go and build the power poles to bring electricity to your house.
Right.
You expect to turn on the television and it's working. And that's what really your technology vendor, your technology partner should be doing with you, is working through, my budget cycle is this. This is what I want to deliver. How do I do that effectively using a cloud solution as a service?
That's brilliant. For any government individual that's listening out there, take note. Murray is dropping some truth bombs. Just bottom line, listen to her. And it's not for the wonderful country of Australia and New Zealand. It can also be around the world, right? There's no limitations.
Absolutely. We're seeing a massive shift to cloud in government. There's cloud first programs where they will not do anything other than move to cloud. They will not buy on-prem software any longer. And it really is about the utilization, better utilization of their staff.
Yeah, there's just too many positives. All right, you government people out there, you've got to listen to this. This is really important stuff. Okay, Marie, are you active out on LinkedIn?
I am. Please find me, Marie Phillips.
Yeah, but there's probably 100,000 Marie Phillips out there. Just type in Infor after that.
Yep, that's correct.
Because there's probably just one in Infor. Right.
I think I am the only one here. So
there you go. See, there it is. Yep. Because your email is like Marie dot you know,
Phillips.
No one. It's just at info. The other one that came in after you is 1, 2. Yeah, absolutely. Well, wonderful.
That's right. There's only one.
And there is only one. I'm living proof of that. All right. You're wonderful, Marie. Thank you very much. Really appreciate you joining the Industrial Talk podcast. You listeners out there, do not go away. I'll be upset. Stay tuned. We'll wrap it up on the other side. So thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. Marie Phillips is her name. Infor is the company. Her title, her role, Senior Director of Industry and Strategy, the public sector. Thank you again for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. Once again, you've got to go out to IIoT World and register for Be Ready to Scale Digital for Manufacturing 4.0 virtual conference. It's virtual, so no excuses there. And it is happening at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And it's brought to you by Hitachi Vantara. Go out to HitachiVantara.com. Find out more about what that company brings to the table, which is a huge truckload of just incredible content and solutions, and especially for success in the future. Hitachi Vantara is the company. So enjoy that particular conference, and it's free, so no excuses. Everything will be out at industrialtalk.com. All the connections, everything that you could possibly imagine. Remember, you got to collaborate. You got to continue to innovate. You got to learn. You got to keep on learning. You got to take action, and you got to have a sense of speed. And you're going to make mistakes. Get back up. Thank you very much for joining. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Change the world. That's what we're all about. Take care.